Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Now back to ringside with the voice of small business and the champion of the entrepreneur.
Say it now, gentlemen. Undisputed heavyweight champion of the world.
The Small Business Advocate, Jim Blasingame.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Very excited about having our good friend Scott Arno back on the show. Scott is a seven-year member of our Brain Trust. He is the security advocate. Folks, he is one of the most highly credentialed cybersecurity experts on the planet. Certified Information System Security Professional, CISSP. It doesn't get any stronger than that, and we're so fortunate to have him as part of our world. Scott, welcome back.
Always great to be here. Thank you, Jim.
It's good to have you back. So, Scott, we're going to talk about a number of different things in a minute, but first I want to talk about what you're seeing out there with your peers who work in companies. It's their job to keep the cyber bad guys out. That's their single. They're at the top of that list, of that heap. Their neck is very long. They don't sleep at night. They've got ulcers. They're popping, you know, tongues all day long because they're worried about the network. And that was just before the shutdown. Now that they're shut down, the network that they used to be able to wake up in the middle of the night and monitor off from their laptop or their phone, now they can't do that because their network just got distributed to the far corners of the country, maybe the world, because whenever everybody went home. What do you think?
Well, I mean, that's definitely part of the trick. It's very different from having a single network or perhaps a co-joined network, which you can monitor on its own, to now everyone working from home. You've basically shattered that paradigm. So now you've got everyone working from their own home setup, some of which will be set up decently, some of which not so much. In theory, a company should be able to supervise every single setup and make sure that it's secure. In reality, not so much. And, of course, attackers are looking at this like, you know, the proverbial kid in a candy store, because they can use any one of these users as a potential way into a network. And that sort of puts it on all of us. Oh, geez, what do we do to protect ourselves? Because we're all separate from the actual network and the protections that come with it and can be targeted. And, you know, the bad guys are always more than happy to go after you.
Well, yeah, and this is where spear phishing is perfect for them, isn't it? Because they can go in and find out through different means. They can find out who's working on what project. Some, you know, they got just some rough idea, and then they can penetrate a home network. They know how to find these people, don't they? They know some of them. If they're strategically trying to get to one of your big customers, they know who you are, don't they? The bad guys.
Spear phishing is definitely a good approach. That's obviously phishing with a bit of research behind it to tailor it to you.
Yeah.
They can also use what's called a watering hole attack, where they set up what looks like a legitimate website for you to go to, and it's booby-trapped. It just depends on what kind of attack. One thing that's really becoming more and more prevalent, I know we talked about it last time I was on, is ransomware. And that's one of the things you can deliver via spear phishing. It's a type of malware that, of course, ties up a system, and then the bad guys charge you to theoretically release it. And that just keeps getting nastier and nastier. And the thing is, it's cheap and easy to deploy. They have what's referred to as ransomware as a service, where literally some of the bad guys will set it up as something that you can effectively rent to use against somebody else, and then they get a little off the top. So it's getting worse and worse.
Well, and it's even...
Go ahead,
Scott.
Well, question is, what can you do to defend yourself? Mm-hmm. There are a number of steps. Obviously, if you have your own internal security department and they give you things to actually meet standards, meet them. You certainly want to have two-factor authentication for your accounts, which means something like you have a little RSA token, or you get a code sent to you to make sure that if someone's trying to log in who isn't you, you get the code and you get warned that someone's trying to intrude. You also want to try and set up a virtual private network or VPN when contacting with your company. And you've got to make sure all your software is up to date, because attacks generally go after gaps in software which have previously been fixed but might not have been applied to your system yet.
And if you're home, don't let your children or other family members who aren't part of the business, don't use their computers. Don't let them use your computers, right?
That's definitely good advice anytime.
Yeah.
You never know what your kids might be downloading, thinking they're getting a level up on a game or something like that.
Right. Yeah, and if you don't have enough computers for everybody, they're going to sneak in and get your computer. You got to lock it up, folks. This is serious. This is serious stuff, folks. This could be the end of a company if it's found out that your business was the weak link and let the bad guys get into one of your big customers. It can happen. It has happened. We'll take a quick break and come right back with our good friend Scott Arnold. We're going to talk about some of the stuff that's going on out there on a global level. Global bad guys focusing on stuff that's happening here in America these days. Right back with Scott Arno. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.